Today is a very special day.
Why is today a special day?
Today is special because it is National Black Cat Appreciation Day.
Aren't they bad luck,
right?
No, they aren't bad.
Your black cat is crossing my path.
People do have superstitions about black cats.
Today is National Black Cat Appreciation Day.
A cat. He is one hep black cat.
It's showtime. It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show, waking you up along with our executive producer, Morty, show number 2391, officially.
Wow.
6:06 Wednesday morning, Carla, middle of the work week.
Yes, it is, Mike. It's just, again, I don't know what it is. I'm beginning to think Wednesdays are tougher than Mondays.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is it, can we just get over this thing?
Because it's only Wednesday.
I
think
know.
That's how people look at it. So.
And, you know, I don't know what it is, this weather. It's not awful. It's just stifling, that humidity. You walk outside and there's just a constant wall of steam.
Sucks it right out of you.
It does, too. I swear to God, I feel like I've been sweaty for a month and a half.
I get it. Not enough powder.
No, there isn't.
Oh, boy. All right, busy morning. We have those tickets for Melissa Etheridge a little bit later on this hour. 8:40, the tickets for Pat Benatar, Neil Giraldo. Be listening for your chance to win both. Sunshine today with a chance of a stray shower.
Yeah.
Once again, just
again,
wandering around.
There's just a shower wandering around.
Yeah. High again today, tomorrow in the mid-90s. It's 85 now. Let's catch up on a few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
50% humidity in Las Vegas, people. 50! Today is also, I don't know why, it's National Massachusetts Day. So if you are from there, happy day to you. Go out and beat up somebody wearing a Yankees hat, I guess. I don't know how else you celebrate. Listen, happy birthday to the compact disc. It turns 40 years old today.
Wow.
I know.
40.
First, yeah. 1982, the first CDs came out. Now, they were way more. They were well over $20 a piece. CD players were over $1,000 at that time. They consider the first CD ever released to be Billy Joel's 52nd Street.
Oh.
Now, there were actually 50 albums released on CD, but that one gets that distinction because it had the first catalog number on it.
Oh.
So that's why it gets that. So technically that is the first one to be released.
What did I read that the boss?
Mm-hmm.
I thought he was
There were some that were pressed.
Oh, the first music CD pressed here in America.
Yes, exactly. Because I believe they were started
Bruce.
In Germany,
yeah.
I think it was. Yeah, yes. But releases and you know, as far as cataloging, that's why this one is considered to be the first. When 50 are released, you can't, you know, what do you say is the first one?
Picky.
Mm-hmm.
So Billy Joel, it was released in Japan.
Right.
In October of that year, 40 years ago.
Right.
And then born in the USA, here in America. Boy, you got to keep track, I guess.
Yeah, you do. Well,
program, get your program.
And then Columbia House started selling them for like 10 of them for a penny.
Yes.
So, right. Sure. Yeah. A penny. Yeah. I'm taking you to court. There was one of them for a penny.
I'm still getting them.
This is ridiculous. Listen, the Girl Scouts revealed a new cookie for next year. They're billing it as a sister cookie to Thin Mints, and they're called Raspberry Rallies. They look the same, except they're pink inside, I guess. I like raspberry and chocolate, so it sounds good to me. And one last thing, Americans are now going to Mexico. People that live in bordering states are going to Mexico because groceries are cheaper.
What?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Groceries much cheaper, so they're going across the border to shop. Oh, my God. See? Hope you don't have to smuggle them in. Hope you don't have bread mules. I need a bread mule. I need an egg mule. What can I get? But, yeah, exactly. See? We got to go there for cheaper stuff now because everything is just going up, up, up. It is Wednesday. few things you should know.
National Black Cat Day today.
Yes, it is, huh?
I don't know how many people are suspicious of black cats. It really doesn't bother me.
No, Angie has a black cat. Sweetest cat on the face of the earth. It's like a dog.
Mm-hmm.
Chases balls and things like that. Just the sweetest, most docile cat.
Does she walk it around on a leash when she...
She's trying to, actually, because he really wants to go outside. Though she put a harness on him a while back, and then he just stood there like stiff as a board and then just fell over because he didn't really know what to do with it.
On the flip side, I got to play this call, this 911 call.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if this is a black cat, but this is a cat that's trapped a family inside the house. Listen to this.
I have a problem in my home. I cannot go inside in my home.
What's the problem?
The problem is that my cat was getting too aggressive, and I was inside, and she attacked me, and she scratched me in my leg and bite me. So me and my wife, we come outside, and now we cannot go in the home like 3-4 hours.
Okay, and this is just, you said a cat?
Yeah.
Okay, so where's the cat?
In my home.
Oh, maybe I misunderstood.
Oh, gosh.
They drove the people from the house.
What? Wow, okay.
Like I said, I don't know if it's a black cat, but...
Wow, that's... Yeah, well, then.
Ooh. And we've had those calls before where animals have trapped driven people from... You know, like a mouse or a cat or something.
Yes,
or an animal.
Python
or something like that.
Yes.
All right, well, everybody, chill out, relax. You know what? I want to play this cat music that people love so much. Mm-hmm. National Black Cat Day today.
I love that.
If that cat's listening, that cat's
Jack,
just...
Are you out there? I know.
Just purring.
Love it.
There you go. National Black Cat Day today. So celebrate even if you don't have a black cat. Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up. 6:40. Wednesday morning. And this Saturday night at the House of Blues, it's going to be Melissa Etheridge, Mandalay Bay. Got tickets all week long to give away. We're going to play the rhyming word game.
The rhyming game. That's right.
The rhyming word game.
We just came up with this. Well, yeah, they can't rhyme with anything else, right?
Right.
30 seconds. 30 seconds we're going to give you. You got to get 5 in 30 seconds. Now, it may take you 8 to get 5, mm-hmm. but it's going to be simple, I promise you.
Wow, and we're giving them 30 seconds on the clock.
Well, they're not going to need that.
Okay.
But I guarantee you.
If you're up, if you're awake, if you're listening, starting with caller number 9, dial it up right now, 702-739-9636. Good luck. We have Jeff on the phone. Explain the game to him.
Jeff, I'm going to give you a word, and you are simply going to give me a word that rhymes with that word. For example, cat.
Hat.
There you go. That's how we play the game. I'm sure we'll need less than 30 seconds. This is experimental, Jeff.
Yes.
Just know you're our guinea pig.
Okay, well, you know what? I'm having my first cup of coffee as we speak. So
okay.
I hope the coffee's
cooking. All right, we'll put the coffee down and get ready
good.
And focus.
Yes.
You need 5 out of 5, so set the clock for 30 seconds.
Okay.
All right.
I've got you ready to go. All right. Here we go. Jeff, sand?
Hand.
Ooh, good one. Face?
Leaf.
Tired?
Wired.
Ball?
Say it again.
Ball?
Fall.
Ooh, that's a good one. And fish?
Fish.
Good job! Boy. You just made it!
Oh my God!
You just made it!
I guess it's not as easy as this, you know, right off the top of your head.
No, it's not. I know it.
Because I was playing along and I'm going.
I know. It seems very simple, doesn't it?
All right. Well, continue to have your coffee.
Yes.
And enjoy the fact that you got tickets for Melissa Etheridge Saturday night, House of Blues from the VIP Auto Center Prize Closet. Hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick them up. And Jeff, thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
96.3 KKLZ plays the hits of the 80s and more.
By the way, for those people wondering, an update on Morty.
Yeah.
He's doing okay. It's day to day.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe he wraps up his chemo today.
Yeah. At least these first rounds, hopefully this will do it. Some bad things that need to go down are going down, which is good. And, you know, without too much information, I suppose, you know, if he can do it, he'll probably end up having surgery. And, you know, it's still, the road is not short, that's for sure. But it's positive, so that's good.
And for those people that don't know, he's been battling cancer for how many months now?
Since, April, I believe it was, that he found out towards the end of the,
The GoFundMe page is up, and we say if you can't spare, then share.
Yeah, definitely share that page if you can't donate. And a lot of people have donated $5, $10. You know, the initial goal was about $15,000 because there are a lot of medical bills. And it's up to about $13,300. I'm going to do an update on that. But you can keep donating, and I will repost that page as well.
Okay.
So. Yes.
And if you want to find it, it's on the Mike and Carla Morning Show page, as well as our Facebook page, which you can like and link up with through our website at 96.3kklz.com. But not only does Morty appreciate, but we appreciate the thoughts and prayers.
Yes, of course.
And again, if you can't spare, then share.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Carla, I want you to read this story to everybody, and then you tell us, was this too severe of a punishment?
Yeah, I ran across this on Reddit, which is a very cool site for just discussion, things like that. Well, some woman, basic story is, she was, you know, she brings her lunch to work, and 9 times out of 10, somebody's stealing her food. So she put laxative in her food. Mm-hmm. It sounded like it was kind of a casserole-y type thing.
Oh.
And somebody stole it and ate it. But, you know, she figured, you know what, you're going to steal my food? Fine.
Yeah.
And they got pretty sick. And, you know, the whole thing came around. They found out it was her. She was suspended from her job while they investigate this whole thing. I have a feeling she'll be fired. But has that happened to you? And be honest, and you don't have to give your name, but you think she should have been suspended? I mean, one thing, like I said to you off the air, that was her food.
Mm-hmm.
Her food. Maybe she put laxative in her own food. But you wouldn't have gotten sick if you didn't steal her food.
Right. And was that the only recourse of action?
Well,
had she gone to management and said, listen, there's a problem.
Yeah.
I'm bringing my lunch.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have to go out, and somebody keeps eating it, and I wonder if they said, well, there's nothing we really can do.
Right.
Because it's just food and a lunch and blah, 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 but you know.
Yeah.
Don't know.
No. I mean, I don't know what you do. But like I say, it was still her food. Somebody got sick because they stole her food. So, you know, that happened at Channel 3 when I was there 100 years ago. Now, every place doesn't have this. This is a TV station.
Yeah.
And there's security and all of that. And there were cameras. And they saw who went in and stole. My friend, Carol, CJ, you know her.
Mm-hmm.
And she just happened to mention, God, somebody stole. Every time she'd bring in, like, pie that a friend of hers made, it was gone. And she happened to mention it and in passing, and they looked back on the cameras and they found out who it was and they fired him. She felt horrible. She's like, oh my God, I didn't want that. Jeez, yeah.
But on the flip side, maybe you're right. Maybe she said, well, I had to add laxative to my sandwich because, or casserole.
Yeah.
Because I'm all backed up.
Right,
doctor
I'm all
told
backed
me.
Up. So I popped a little Metamucil into my chicken cacciatore.
Is that a little harsh? Would you agree? Suspension?
Right.
Possibly getting fired? What do you do?
And this has happened to you. So, yes, 702-739-9636. You can call or text.
Hey, Sherry, I only got a few seconds, but the bottom line is that's comprehensive theft if that person keeps stealing it.
Exactly.
And so you could take them to small claims court.
Right?
No. She could actually file a police report, and if she finds out who's doing it, she could charge them with comprehensive theft, and her employer should, too.
I love
it. That would be almost better than putting a laxative in it.
Yes. Yes, it would.
You know, cops come in.
The bottom line is, what if that person can't afford that person stealing their food? I mean, come on, man. It's food.
Yeah, if you're bringing in your food every day, too, I mean, that's a big deal.
There's a reason for that. It's because you can't eat out every day.
It's a big problem, I'm sure, wherever you work.
Right.
People ripping you off on your food.
Right.
I've had it happen to me, and I worked in a police station, so there you go.
Oh, wow.
I stole somebody's. I will be honest. This was several years ago. I took a water from our downstairs fridge, and then I put a water in there with a note on it, and I said, whoever's water was in here, I took your water. Here's another. Actually, I brought a couple of them in.
Oh, like when you hit a car or something in a parking lot? Yeah, leave a note?
Yes.
All right. Have a good day, Sherry.
Thank you, Sherry.
You know what? I think that's even better than the laxative thing. If you can do that, what Sherry just said, file a police report and then the cops come in.
Can you imagine?
Leading somebody out in cuffs?
Okay. It was a chicken salad sandwich. I didn't. Okay.
Turn around.
Wow. Oh, my God. What are you in for? I stole an egg salad.
Oh, could you imagine that?
From somebody. What are you in for?
Some of the people here that, you know, rip off food?
Oh, my. No, I can't imagine
that. They're being
let
out in cuffs?
Boy, but if you knew that, that would stop it. Paul said she should have left a ghost pepper sandwich in there. Wow. Oh, man alive. Now, Scott said, that is just wrong. I think people are confused. My friend was not fired. The person who stole her pie was fired.
Oh,
so,
okay.
They said they should not be even suspending her. That's her property. Somebody stole her property.
Right.
So, you know, there you go.
Assuming she went through the proper channels and nothing happened. And so she said, you know what? Screw it. This is what I'm going to do.
Yes, exactly. Another one of our listeners, this is from Sharon. She said, that is just horrible. People don't know why you may be bringing your own food, but that is your food. So mitts off.
All right. Phil, what do you think?
Hey, Sherry,
hold on for a second. We talked to her already.
Yes, where's Phil there?
Now, Phil's here.
Okay.
Hold on for a second. Let me fix the phones.
Uh-oh.
And
get back on there, mister.
Phil's right here. Phil, go ahead.
I don't think it was too excessive. I think she should be reinstated into the job because there was something like that happened to me many, many years ago. I did Chiclets gum on my desk. And I had it there every day. They would come along and steal them. I finally found out that there was this laxative that looked exactly like the Chiclets. And I put them on my desk.
And lo and behold,
somebody came along and stole it. We found out who it was, and they confronted me. And I said, I'm just getting tired of you stealing my gum all the time.
Why does everybody do that? That's your go-to, and no pun intended.
Because it generally won't hurt you. It'll just make you go. Yes.
Yeah, kind of gave me a slap on the hand and told me not to do it again.
Yeah, don't be doing that stuff.
I was justified.
He's stealing my gum. Chrissy, tell everybody what happened to you.
I worked for Disney, and somebody stole my lunch. and I was starving because I didn't have any breakfast. I was like, who is going to steal my lunch? I mean, I had a really good lunch, too. And I went to the manager, and the manager was like, well, there's nothing I can do. And I was like, what? Are you kidding me? I think that's a little harsh because some people are really hungry, and they don't bring anything because they don't have anything at home.
Yeah.
So a friend of mine said, hey, I'll buy your lunch. And I said, no, I'll just wait till I get home. He said, you don't get home till like, and but usually that doesn't happen. But, you know, it's harsh. It's really, to me, that's really harsh. I mean, come on. You don't know people's situation.
That's been coming up a lot on the text lines.
Yeah. A lot of people saying just that. You know, people bring their lunch for a reason. You know, maybe you just love something you had the night before.
You can't afford to go out every afternoon for lunch.
Yeah, that gets to be very pricey. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. Now Mike said not to be that person, but police don't always respond the same for everyone. That is very true. But he said suspending the theft victim, regardless of whether she went to the boss first, should not result in them being fired, and the victim, you know, fired.
Oh, I would agree.
And he said the suspension is probably an HR process, which I'm sure that it is. Other people, this is from Anthony, and Anthony said kind of the same thing. You know what? It's her food. She can put whatever she wants in it. If somebody's going to steal it, that's the risk they take. It has me rethinking touching anything in our work fridge.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Chris, wrap it up.
I worked with a guy who constantly got his lunch stolen. He filed the complaints with management supervisors, and we tried to find out who it was. And he finally came to me, and he says, hey, I found these really cool things that'll make your mouth turn a different color. Your hands, if you touch it, you think I should put it in my lunch. And I said, sure, why not? Needless to say, we had an employee walking around with funny colored fingers and a mouth for a few days, and he still didn't get wise to it and change his ways. So they put some kind of a thing that, you know how the dye packs are with money? He went over to a place called, and I don't know if you remember it, Fool's Paradise. It was a really cool store a long time ago, and you could get all this really cool stuff.
Yeah.
He got this little thing that if you, when they popped the lid on his lunchbox, and it was a plastic kiddie kindergarten lunchbox. He loved his lunchbox. Strange guy. They popped it open. There was a pop, a scream. He walked out, and he was just covered in this paint. His wife came in the next day and says, what the hell? What'd you guys do to him? We're like, he's been stealing our lunches. She turns, smacks him in the chest and says, I give you lunch money every day. And I thought, oh my God, that's mom and my brother.
Now I'm embarrassed.
That's wild. See, that's even better than X-Slacker.
That's great. That is great.
It's like dealing with a bully.
Yes, it is.
You know, at work, so you got to think of something tricky to do.
That's right.
Saturday night, Carla's back on stage doing stand-up at the Pass in Henderson, Bonkers Comedy Club, Las Vegas.
Yes, easy parking, very reasonably priced tickets. Mike O'Brien opening the show and hosting. Going to be a fun night.
We've done this before and always had a good time. So if you're not doing anything Saturday night, hopefully you can make it out. It's always a lot of fun.
Yes.
A lot of people always asking when you're going to be doing stand-up locally.
Yes.
Now, of course, you do the strip, the big rooms.
Yeah, and I don't get to do those as often because I can't, you know, it's tough to do a full week doing mostly two shows.
At 10 o'clock.
Yeah, and then up at, you know, two-ish, and yeah. I can't. So I try to do the one-nighters here and there, so this is one of them. I have a few coming up, but this is the one here.
We love doing it, so if you can make it out, we'd love to see you. Sunshine today, maybe some clouds, a stray shower possible by the latter part of the day. High today, tomorrow in the mid-90s, still about 85 outside. Let's get Carla's take on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah!
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, Mariah Carey trying to trademark the phrase Queen of Christmas. But there's a singer, Elizabeth Chan is her name. She's trying to stop her. She says no one person should hold on to anything around Christmas or monopolize it in the way that Mariah wants to. And I kind of agree with her. I mean, Mariah, you're making millions off of the song, and we love the song.
But I never heard of the other woman.
Yeah, well, I don't think that matters. I think she's just trying to make a point that, you know, why? Why, Mariah? Come on.
Okay.
You know, it is kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
It is really kind of weird, but okay, whatever. And I think I think she calls herself the Queen of Christmas. She hasn't trademarked it, but I think she calls herself that. Elizabeth Chan is her name. So who knows?
That's why I'm saying I never heard of her to even call herself the Queen of Christmas. Why is she the Queen of Christmas?
Well, Lady Antebellum changed their names because of another group, you know, that had it first. So I know. Okay. Remember that they're Lady A now.
Yeah.
You know, Lady A. That's weird to me. Joe Jonas. He's been speaking out. He's 33 years old. And he says, yeah, I used fillers on my face. That would be like Botox and fillers that kind of fill in those lines. He says, we can be open and honest about it and be confident and not shy away from speaking our truth. You're 33, Joe. You're going to have to do this for the rest of your life now. The rest of your life, dude. Oh, but okay, whatever.
Who was Beth Fisher at Channel 3, and then, of course, at 13, used to be very honest about it.
Yeah, about Botox. Yeah.
She goes, I get it. I
don't think she started till a little later. But
maybe.
Kim Wagner's very open about it as well. Oh. Hope she is, because I just said that. yeah. Most anchors now, I think, are like, yeah, I do.
Especially with HD now.
Well, oh, geez, it shows every pore in your face, you know. Kelly Clarkson conducting a search for Kelly-oke, a duet partner. She's holding auditions in person and on TikTok. She says some of the best performances will be featured on the Kelly Clarkson show. So that's kind of cool. She's going to have people come and join her. We might have to open that up here, Mike. I don't know. I don't know. Listen, Madonna had her birthday yesterday, 64 years old, and she made out with two women in Italy to celebrate. So that's part of the video she posted.
For her.
We just took our Nana to Olive Garden. But Nana, Madonna. Sure, whatever.
She made out with a couple of girls.
She was kissing some girls in pictures and videos. So, you know, what are you going to do, Mike? I don't know what are you going to do?
How do you top that?
Yeah. Check this out. The late Anne Heche, she once said she wanted either Miley Cyrus or Kristen Bell to play her if there's ever a movie about her life. She said, I believe those two had the ability to pull off the humor that I have while also doing justice to the journey that I've gone through. They both share a personality and an ability to face the world the way that I would want to. So I feel like either one of those would be great. So sadly, that might be sooner than, you know, she had thought,
planned.
I guess. Yeah, that is my take for now.
All week long, you have a chance to win these tickets for Pat Benatar and Neil Giraldo. Concerts are back at the Pearl inside the Palms. Mm-hmm. Great place to see a concert.
Yeah, it is.
So here you go. Your chance to win. Being Wednesday, it's another segment of
Kazuki-Oki Wednesday.
Benatar, of course.
No.
But there's a reason.
If you can identify the title of that song that we're playing on our kazoos, being the ninth caller at 702-739-9636, you've got the tickets. Here it is one more time. Good luck.
Morning, sunshine.
Best thing about my morning show.
They can make you laugh.
Yeah. I feel great in the morning.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Get my day started well.
Every morning.
96.3 KKLZ.
Giving you a chance to win these tickets for Pat Benatar, Neil Giraldo with another segment of Kazuki-Oki Wednesday. If you can figure out the name of that song we're playing on our kazoos, you are a winner. Trish is on the phone. Go ahead, Trish. Name the title of that song.
This is my last visual.
Yes!
You got it, girl! From the album 52nd Street, which was the first, we will say, CD that was released. Compact disc 40 years ago.
Yes.
Totally impressed, aren't you?
I know. Uh-huh. yes. I just know I'm going to see Pat Benatar and Neil Giraldo.
That's happening at the Pearl inside the Palms. You got tickets. Hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick them up. They're from the VIP Auto Center Prize Closet. And Wendy Rush will have another pair for you at 1240.
The hits of the 80s.
Conditioning and heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Guy in New York City was caught in New Jersey driving with about 420 pounds of pot in his car.
Oh.
That's a lot of pot.
That's a lot of pot, but it's appropriate, I guess, 420, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, if you weigh it to the exact
ounce. Oh, my God. Pounds?
Yes.
Of pot.
420. He was charged with possession with intent to distribute marijuana.
God. Oh, this? No. I mean, think of the average. I don't know. Say your suitcase comes in heavy at 40, 45 pounds.
Right.
Okay? And then divide that by like 10, 11. Or multiply that by 10 or 11.
It's a lot of pot.
It's a lot of pot, Mike. Huh. Woo!
A lawyer in India. He got shortchanged by 25 cents for some train tickets like back in 1999. So check this out, Carla. He sued and finally just won the case 22 years and 120 court hearings later.
Wow.
So they had to pay him the 25 cents.
Oh,
plus interest, which was just over $3.
Oh, my God. But you know what? He proved his point.
It's the principle.
Yeah. So there, I did win.
A judge also made them pay an extra $188 for the hassle of it all.
Oh, my God.
But, boy, you
God.
Talk about tenacity.
Wow. We wanted to get a quote from him, but he passed away. Jeez.
Is that amazing?
Wow. Okay. But, yeah, you're right. Tenacity at its best. Oh, my God.
No,
gosh.
I'm going to win this thing.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not letting it go. No way. Was it a woman? It was a guy.
You know
okay.
Yep, a guy.
It was a guy. Well, listen, in Sandusky, Ohio, we all know Cedar Point, of course. Best roller coasters ever. Yesterday was National Roller Coaster Day. Well, a couple got arrested. Yeah, actually, they were on a Ferris wheel, and they were having sex. Okay.
What? Doesn't that chair rock a little
bit? Yeah, it does. Well, that might come in handy, Mike. You never know.
Less work for me.
Yeah. They said people were really just like, oh, man, come on, you guys. They were arrested for public indecency. They said they didn't do anything, but everybody else saw them doing
something. I mean, as you come around, with no teeth.
Yeah,
and
hey. Yes. And listen to this May-December romance, Mike. 74-year-old Kathy. She has a 27-year-old boyfriend, Devin. They met on an adult hookup site about 2 years ago. She has 4 children, 13 grandchildren, 36 great-grandchildren, and 1 great-great-grandson. Now, Devin says, she's perfect for me. She's very experienced in life, teaches me a lot. I'm sure she does. 74 she is. He's 27. He said she sings beautifully, and she knows a lot of those old songs that remind me of the stuff my grandma used to listen to. She knows all the artists that my grandma liked. I guess I like how old she is because I like older women or old women.
Yeah.
Perhaps. If she needs a walker, so what? That won't bother me. So there you go.
She used to listen to me over at KLUC.
Did you whip her, Mike, yes. On her birthday? Did you?
On her 60th birthday. That's how long ago it was.
Oh, I love it. Can you play me some Madonna? It is indeed Wednesday. Hear other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people. Makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call... Something good.
At the end of every show, a little bit of good news to hopefully start that workday off on a little more positive note. This is just a cool story. There's a lot of stuff going on with lotteries and lottery tickets. Well, a couple near Seattle, they were very happy. They thought their lottery ticket hit for $360. That's cool. A couple extra bucks. They went to cash it in. It hit for $360,000. They are about to be grandparents for the first time. So, first thing they did was write a 10,000 $10,000 check to help their son and daughter-in-law out with their first child and their first grandchildren.
Nice.
How cool is that?
You're right, though. I would have been happy with the $360.
Yeah, this is nice. Got a little extra cash. Gonna go have a nice dinner, something like that. What? How much?
There's other zeros?
Oh, hold on, everybody behind me. Hold on. I'll get your chips for you. Yeah.
That's amazing.
That's so cool.
That's a great story. If you have a feel-good story happening in your life, we want to hear about it. Submit it through the M&C mailbag at 96.3kklz.com. All right, getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon. Sponsored by Porta Subs. Get the taste you crave at your neighborhood sandwich shop. Porta Subs, order online for pickup, curbside, or delivery. PortaSubs.com. Wendy Rush coming in next. She'll keep you company throughout the workday. Another chance to win those tickets. Pat Benatar, Neil Giraldo, 1240. Otherwise, we're back tomorrow, so do have a great day. Be careful, be safe, be kind to each other.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
You missed the show today. Catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.